The announcement of the beheading of Sheikh al-Nimr set off demonstrations in Iran, where Shia Muslims are the majority. Protesters stormed Saudi diplomatic facilities there, such as the embassy in the capital Tehran, which was set on fire. Saudi Arabia has since severed diplomatic ties with Iran. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke by phone with the foreign ministers of both countries, urging them to work to de-escalate tensions. Stefan Dujarric is the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The Secretary General urged both foreign ministers to avoid any action that could further exacerbate the situation between the two countries and in the region as a whole. He stressed the importance of continued constructive engagement by both countries in the interest of the region and beyond.
Both Saudi Arabia and Iran are involved in international talks to resolve the ongoing conflict in Syria. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UN, Abdullah bin Yahya al-Mualimi, was asked if the diplomatic rift will have an impact on peace efforts in Syria or Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition has been backing government forces in fighting against Shia rebels known as Houthis.
From our side, it should have no effect because we will continue to work very hard towards supporting the peace efforts in Syria, in Yemen, wherever there might be a need for that. How is that going to affect the behavior of Iran? We do not know. You would need to ask the Iranians on that.
He was also asked what would it take to resume diplomatic ties with Iran.
Very simple. Iran to cease and desist from interfering in the internal affairs of other countries, including our own. If they do so, we will, of course, have normal relations with Iran. Iran is a sisterly country. We share history with Iran. We share religion with Iran. We share geography. And we share a common future. We are both countries in the region, and we have to work together, and we have to find a way together. And, of course, we have nothing but the greatest respect for the Iranian people and for their great history and civilization and culture. And so forth. So we are not natural-born enemies with Iran. It is only the behavior of the Iranian government that continues to interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, particularly our Arab countries, including our own, that is causing us to take this position.
The UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has been in Riyadh to meet with Saudi authorities to discuss the Syria talks slated for Geneva later this month, at which both Saudi Arabia and Iran are expected to be present. Deanne Penn, United Nations.